And here on KBRB, we continue to preview the winter sports season. We're joined ahead of the girls wrestling season by the coach of the girls program, Todd Pollock at Ainsworth High School. And Todd got a good returner, a state medal winner in Jolynn Pozell. So as we get started talking about the team, you've got a couple back from last year's inaugural season. And Jolynn, I'm sure after competing more in the summer, is looking forward to the season to get underway.
Yeah, Jo's really looked good starting off the season. You know, she did have a good summer. She went to the Disney Duels and put in a couple of camps, so she's put her time in. So she's really been awesome to have up in the room working with my younger four freshmen that we're hoping to bring along and have a lot of success with them. I'll start off, we'll talk about a little bit about my roster. I have two returning letter winners. As a senior, I have Tatum Nicholas, and then sophomores Jolynn Pozell, and the other four girls are freshmen, which would be Rowan LaMunion, Zaylee Daniels, Caitlin Cease, and Megan Jones. So Caitlin Cease is probably about the only one that's coming in with any experience. She wrestled with me at the junior high level. So we're still getting our weights and stuff put up and situated. The first tournament we have will be December 3rd at O'Neill, and it looks like there's a lot of good kids from Pierce there. Pierce will be there, Battle Creek, they always fill a good, tough team, and Valentine will be there, West Holt, so there's some, and Ralston actually coming to O'Neill, so that wrestling tournament right off the bat, December 3rd, is kind of going to be a marker for where we're at and where we need to be for the rest of the year.
Well, just nice to see that the numbers improving for the girls program too last year and get an infusion of some freshmen. And you know, what are those kids telling you on the reasons that are bringing them out for wrestling? Because that's nice to see that you get four from that freshman class that are coming in to try that out, especially when you have some newcomers that didn't take advantage of last year at the middle school level.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I want to throw that on Tatum and Jolynn of talking these young girls out to give it a try. We had a lot of fun last year, had a lot of success. So I think we could bring them. With girls wrestling being fresh, being starting your second year, I truly believe if you're a newcomer to the sport, you can come in with a year or two of experience and have a lot of success since girls wrestling is so new.
Well, you know, it's certainly different the way they do that, where they just do four districts and kind of just move everybody statewide and don't have different classes for wrestling. Talk about some of the advantages and disadvantages as you see them for, you know, having that all as one class. You know, it fills up those weight classes, but, you know, where you're getting matches against some of those kids that likely have a whole bunch more matches under their belt by the time they get to districts.
You're right. When we went to state last year, there was some girls that had a lot of matches in. And, you know, I guess you're just going to have the area we're at, we're just going to have to travel to tournaments. There's not a lot of tournaments in our area. We travel clear to Lexington, you know, just because being new again, there's not a lot of girl tournaments every weekend like the boys are. With talking about district and stuff, we're going to go to Bridgeport. We got put in the G4 district, so they have G1, 2, 3, and 4. So Bridgeport will have a district. Where's the other one? Adams Central. No, Lincoln Southeast, Madison, and Fremont. So that's really spread out throughout the state. There is 36 teams in our G4 district that's being held at Bridgeport. So there's a lot of schools, but there's also a lot of schools that only have two or three or four kids.
Well, you know, as a longtime wrestling coach, just how excited are you to see that the sport is building, that the girls are showing that, hey, there is enough interest to have this be a continuing sport on its own at the NSAA level?
I've really enjoyed swapping from the boys to the girls. There is so much excitement. The girls, it's a complete different level. I mean, the girls are yelling and screaming, and they're on the mat, and it's bringing a lot of excitement back to wrestling. You know, they show a lot of heart. I mean, they cry when they win. They cry when they lose. You know, the last 2 weeks with these girls, I've probably learned more about girls since I only raised the one son that I'm teaching them about wrestling. So it's been awesome. I really enjoyed the changeover. We have on December 1st, we're having a quad up here at the school with Burwell, West Holt, North Central. We're wrestling junior high. We'll be involved with it, and the girls will have their first ever duel. The girls will duel West Holt. So that'll be December 1st on a Thursday night.
Well, nice to see that that the number's there, that you can do some dual matches along with all that travel to some of those girls' invitationals. Coach Todd Pollock, the coach of the Ainsworth Girls Wrestling Program, joining us here on KBRB as we preview the 2022-23 winter sports season.